A high-ranking Iraqi delegation is due in Turkey's capital Ankara today. Efforts continue to diffuse tensions along the Turkish-Iraqi border and stave off a Turkish incursion into Iraq. Yesterday, Turkish warplanes and helicopters struck Kurdish rebel positions along the border, not across the border, and also fired artillery. NPR's Ivan Watson toured the Turkish side of the border.
The town of Yuksekova lies in a valley between two ridges, less than 20 miles from the borders of Iraq and Iran. This is a heavily militarized region where every couple of miles, soldiers in green uniforms man checkpoints where they stop and search passing cars. Five days ago, Kurdish rebels known as the PKK mounted one of their deadliest raids in years just a few miles from here. They ambushed a convoy of Turkish military vehicles by blowing up a bridge. The rebels then killed at least 12 Turkish soldiers and have since published photos of eight more they claim to have captured. The mountainous terrain here is difficult and dangerous. At a small army base 10 miles from the border, soldiers said rebel landmines recently exploded under two civilian vehicles on nearby roads, wounding more than 12 people. During this brief visit, officers had to send out a search party to find a unit that went missing while on patrol. Meanwhile, the base's radio room was besieged by phone calls from concerned relatives desperate to learn about soldiers deployed in the area. At sunset, a civilian truck loaded with returning troops rolled through the gates. It was followed by army officers dressed in civilian clothes driving another civilian car. This disguise is aimed at protecting the troops from rebel attacks on this side of the border. The nearby town of Yuksekova is mostly Kurdish, and it seems to have no shortage of PKK sympathizers. The walls of the local office of a Kurdish nationalist political party are decorated with the photos of six PKK fighters from Yuksekova, who have all been killed fighting Turkish security forces within the last year. A local pointed at the photo of one young woman who he says recently died near the border.
She was in the organization for about 5 years. Her code name was Perihan Aybar. And she died just during the Ramadan month, about 20 days ago.
Mehmet Salih Yildiz is the mayor of Yuksekova. He says every Kurdish family here has relatives in the PKK.
Two of my sons died fighting in the mountains. My 32-year-old daughter is still fighting up there. If Turkey offered a general amnesty to the PKK, then maybe I could embrace my daughter again, and the soldiers' families could embrace their sons.
The threat of an escalation in Turkey's long conflict with the PKK has many Kurds in the southeast nervous. In the small farming village of Kurubash, a Kurdish shopkeeper named Burhan Kantar says he hasn't heard from his 21-year-old son, Junait, in months. Junait is one of tens of thousands of conscript soldiers in the Turkish army who have been deployed in recent months to the turbulent Turkish-Iraqi border. Kantar says he does not want the Turkish military to launch an incursion into northern Iraq. The semi-autonomous region is controlled by Iraqi Kurds. Those people in northern Iraq are our brothers, Kantar says. Killing is not the solution. Nearby, Kurdish children play hopscotch on a dirt road. A mother of five named Akida Shoz watches and worries. Every one of us has a son or a brother in the military, she says. We're all afraid of what will happen to them if there's a war. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Yuksekova in southeastern Turkey.